destroy this temple, and after 3 days, I will raise it up. We could today understand the gospel as those in terms of Jesus who was very wrong when Jesus made this statement. What is about today in the gospel? Jesus today entered the temple and to perform an astonishing gesture there. He drives out the sellers. He explained his action based on a quotation from the prophet Jeremiah, which I remember you. My house shall be a house of prayer. The temple then is first of all the house of God, the place of meeting with the Lord in prayer. Afterwards, he had become a place of meeting, place of teaching, even place of commerce, traffic, and businesses. That's why today Jesus wanted to put something in order. But doesn't the temple look a bit like our lives? We may have decided one day to give prayer a central place, but this place may be taken away by a whole bunch of people who invite us for celebration outside, or maybe to do other stuff less or more important for them as a prayer. Other things, either because we let our daily life invade our prayer, or because we come to neglect our prayer by moving it down to the secondary occupation of our day. And the question is, how then can I put this relationship with the Lord back at the center of my daily attention? My house shall be a house of prayer. Praying is living in union with God. Prayer is truth. Prayer is charity. Prayer is goodness. Prayer is beauty. Prayer is intimacy. Prayer is a powerful way to connect right away with God. One can unite with God through word, thought, and also actions. But all this will take a root from prayer. However, the most complete prayer, the most complete union, is the one made with all our life, with all my being. My whole being begins by manifesting itself through my intention. That means the true prayer, the constant prayer, the regular prayer come to transform my way to be in life. If I deeply put myself in prayer, let me tell you, something better can come there. People will see you, how you shine in your way to do, to speak, and also everything you're going to touch will be made a kind of a vessel of graces for other people. All true intention matures. All true intention matures into action. Let us pray. I ask you for the grace, Lord, today to have a heart full of good and true intentions, with great intentions, with high intentions, with intentions that are always looking for you. And so my house will begin to be a house of prayer as well. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.